Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Corby and Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hi.
And I'm with Marius.
Hey.
This is Corby and Copenhagen, the podcast about what city should we talk about? Oh, Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And Copenhagen, if we're going to talk about Copenhagen, we should probably talk about the country it's in, which is Denmark.
That's the one.
What's the region that's from?
Scandinavia.
Yeah, let's talk about a bit about that too. And if we're going to talk about
Are you getting like fourth grade teacher?
A little bit.
So nice. He would be a great fourth grade teacher.
But it's such a fine balance between being patronizing and just really supportive. You're a golden retriever energy just carries you through, Owen.
So good.
That's great. That's my dream come true. And we talk about whatever, but it's a Friday episode, so the whatever is very specifically the news. I'm Irish, Abby's American, Marius is Danish, and this is on Copenhagen Post. This is on iTunes, this is on Spotify, this is on all the things that you always hear every time you listen to a podcast. I'm saying and also give us the reviews and but you know what's not on iTunes, Spotify, and Copenhagen Post?
No.
Our exclusive Patreon content.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's pretty
that's
great.
That's very exclusive.
That's pretty cool. So by all means, if you want to be cool, become a Patreon.
Also on there, we give away free tickets to our shows that we do. We let you know what's going on. We're going to share videos that we don't share anywhere else. Good. It's
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, in front of different scenes, everywhere. Scene.
Yes.
It's a scene.
What's
up?
Well.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just would like to really encourage... I have lately... Because I have another podcast now, too. I have two podcasts now. One of them is called Coping in Copenhagen. Have you heard of it? And one is called Help Hole. And I, because the other one is new, we've been checking a lot on, like, the ratings and the reviews. And it's really fun. And it really, and it got me kind of back into checking on the ratings and the reviews on Coping in Copenhagen, which are great. And honestly... They could come in a little faster for my dopamine addled brain. If you guys can leave ratings and reviews on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, we really see them. We really appreciate it. And soon we're going to put together a post with our favorite reviews. So write our favorite reviews on there and then we'll include you in our post.
When was I going to get? You had the three Rolfs?
No, you had.
Was I the three Rolfs?
And somebody wrote in, not Rolf, Rogers.
We have three Rogers.
We have one Rolf.
We had a really nice attempt at a third Roger for you, which was somebody who was like, my uncle's name is Rojiro. And isn't that close enough? Count as your third Roger? I thought that was such a good try, but I don't think it does count because you know what's on the line is a face cake.
Very specific. That's very specific. If you want to get a face cake, we need a Roger.
So if you're the third Roger listening to this podcast right now, please write in. If you're anyone else, or if you're Roger, write us a review on Apple Podcasts. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify, please. It's really, really, it's the only thing that makes me happy. Do you think I should meditate? Maybe I should. But, you know, this is what works. Okay?
Marius.
Yes.
What's the news?
There's many news.
Okay.
One news is so a lot of universities in Denmark, some of them, the Aarhus University, they're in a pilot project. Aarhus University has declined applicants from some countries when they're applying to like a research program.
Okay.
And so if you're from Iran, Russia, or China, and you're very interested in sort of the Northeast Greenland or Danish infrastructure for energy, then you shouldn't expect that Aarhus University or other Danish universities will sort of give you a research position. Now, why is that? Well, this is actually from PET, so the Danish, what's it called? Like, not CIA, but you know, the if the spies.
Intelligence agency?
Thank you. Intelligence agency. Mm-hmm. They have sort of made this kind of a rule because they're worried about spies, basically.
Wow.
Or that a potential researcher would later then become a spy.
Yeah.
So
why aren't they worried about podcasters becoming spies?
I mean,
why isn't anybody coming in here checking if I'm a spy? I feel like that could make me feel pretty cool. I feel like they'd be like, listen, this is a really talkative spy. This spy is spying by sitting in a closed room, just saying everything she thinks.
I think you're overestimating our reach and our influence.
They thought Houdini was a spy.
Yeah.
And he was in a box.
Famously podcaster. Famous podcaster.
No, my point, but he was like a celebrity, but they were like, I think he's a spy too.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, they. I mean, the whole... back with the whole communism and the guy who dressed as a woman who was head of FBI. Leonardo DiCaprio played him in the film.
No, he wasn't FBI.
They're both pointing at me.
Who found
Abby.
FBI?
You're kind of like Abby, a guy that dresses like a woman.
Edgar Allan.
Edgar Allan Poe.
No, Hoover.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Hoover Dan.
Annabelle Lee. My darling, darling Annabelle Lee. Walked me down by the sea. Is that... Am I on to something?
I think, keep going. Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. The heart beateth in the wall.
J. Edgar Hoover. Yes.
Oh. Thanks, Abby.
I mean,
that was Abby.
Really stretched my Edgar Allan Poe knowledge to the maximum.
I didn't know you had that much Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, three. Knowledge. I could do three.
Nice.
Anyway, so, but yeah, it's sort of an attempt to protect the Denmark and sort of not invite spies in, and I can kind of see that, but it's also a little bit eek. Like it feels like, you know, it's very specific to three countries, and what if you're just sadly from one of those countries and now you're just excluded from joining some kind of research program?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
But specifically
development.
For the green for interest in Greenland.
That's one of them, yes, because I mean that's quite a sort of strategic and interesting area in terms of a lot of resources
Do you think that like...
But not only that, also for infrastructure and energy,
right? Sure, sure, yeah.
Do you guys think this is going to sound rude? It's going to sound rude, but it's not rude.
It's not rude.
Listen, I've checked, I searched my soul, I was like,
isn't this rude?
Not rude. Okay, do you think people with boring jobs... Uh-huh. Invented this storyline, like we could be spies,
kind of
as like a way to like sort of increase their profile among their friends.
Now, to be fair, you fit that exact category because you were just complaining that you weren't seen as a spy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
So that's why it's not rude.
Right. Good point. It's not rude. I am saying it would be cooler. Yeah, it would be cooler if, like, the job I did was, like, you know, a job that people are like, oh, okay, you know, like, you are a podcaster. But, oh, you're a podcaster. How interesting. Famously, and then they were like, but famously, you know, a lot of podcasters are spies.
They're also spies.
And so people, like, when they're, like, around and they're having coffee and you're on their way.
Yeah.
And they're like, Abby's coming. She's coming from work. Like, what does she do again? She's a podcaster. She's just a podcaster.
She's a spy.
You know, a lot of podcasters are spies. Do you think Abby's a spy?
What's up with we have a weird obsession with spies being cool. In general, people are just like, spies are cool. I can imagine some of it's very cool, but a lot of it's probably
not very cool.
Nerve-wracking or boring.
Yeah.
But
I think a lot
general,
of it is super boring.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is what... To have, so what is actually cool is a really interesting conversation.
Mm.
And I think like what is often seen as cool is like this is being self-possessed, having the confidence of like knowing what you are and like having other people decide about it, whatever they want, but you already know, like it's inside of you.
Sure.
And
like a self-confidence.
Yeah. Like self, like that it's in you and you're not looking for validation elsewhere.
Mm.
A spy though. Is exactly like they have a job that is cool that they can tell no one about. Mm-hmm. And what makes them good at it is that no one knows that they're cool.
Mm-hmm. Which they is don't like the care. Ultimate. They don't care.
The ultimate cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they're so cool, they don't care they're cool.
Yeah. Or they, I mean, they are like, listen, if I'm doing this right, you guys are going to think I'm not cool.
Yeah.
And that
that's
is
how
what
fucking
I'm,
cool
that
you
is
are.
So
yeah. That's how cool you are.
Fucking cool.
So everybody, all for those people who are affected by this, who aren't out to have in espionage aspects to it, just remember that you're cool. It's cool. It's cool. You can't go to Aarhus.
Hey, are you a researcher? Are you researching rocks? Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, you're I mean, cool. I probably would think that was pretty cool.
Researching rocks.
If I met somebody and they were like, "I'm a is it a research? What are they researching that what, they're not?
Well, no, like Greenland. But, in what is it?
I feel like if you're researching Greenland, you're researching rocks. Listen, I've been there. It's rocks.
I don't know. I imagine.
It's true. I've been there. It's rocks.
Okay, cool. We'll go with rocks, Abby.
Yeah. Not a single tree in Greenland. Do you guys know? Not a single tree.
Not a single
tree. Not one tree in Greenland. Can't grow a tree.
Same on Faroe Islands.
But they have a small forest that they planted themselves.
God damn it.
In Faroe Islands?
Yeah.
Because not in Greenland, not a single tree
not
there.
Not a single tree there. Famously stolen by the Faroese.
Had one tree. Yeah. Faroese got to it.
Faroese took that one.
Faroese got to it.
No. But so if you do... It's also, I think it's not like a blanket, like if you're from any of these countries, you just can't seem too excited.
Listen, if you are an excited researcher, sit down.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa.
If you're a little too enthusiastic in your application.
Keep your hands and legs inside the car at all times.
Not cool.
Not
cool.
Not cool.
Tone it down. Tone it way down.
Not a spy.
But that's the thing.
I'm okay.
Like, that's what would make you a good spy.
Northeast Greenland. It's okay.
That's cool.
It's okay.
I can take it or leave it.
I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I'm bothered. Yeah. Oh, he seems cool.
You know how many trees there are?
But he's cool.
No
then he's
trees.
A spy.
Oh, he's like, yeah. So he can't be too nonchalant either.
Yeah.
A little bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah. Are we trying to help?
I think so. Yeah.
We're trying to get
spies. Is
this
not
spies?
The mission of
Do
this podcast?
Maybe on this spy, this show should be, we should like morph this podcast into like spy training. Like just like overt, like we're like, listen guys.
Very open.
We have some tips.
Here's,
if you want to be a spy.
You want to follow someone, not be seen.
Yeah.
Here's our simple 4 rule.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Oh, don't, that's one.
Yeah, slippers.
Okay, we got 3 more to go.
No. You got to become a Patreon.
The rest will be on Patreon. Very good. Yeah. I'm glad we broke that story.
Yeah.
You want me to break another story?
Please do. Break more eggs.
Well, this story is about broken bones.
Oh.
And also some criminal activity.
Wow.
Potentially.
Okay.
I think so. There's a clinic, a doctor's house in Aalborg. It's called Ellis Doctor House Lehus in Aalborg, and there's an article on DR saying they are treating an unusual amount of broken bones.
What's an unusual amount?
Well,
17. It's like they're both lines, but it's all lines, but one has a hat.
So this clinic specifically treated 745 patients for 745 times for minor bone fractions.
Mm-hmm.
Minor bone fractions?
2021.
Okay.
Fractures? Like legs?
Fractures.
Okay, yeah.
In that same year, several of the clinics... near them,
yeah,
treated 0 minor fractures.
Ooh, that is what was the word peculiar?
Yes,
that is.
DR and
700% more fractures in that place.
That place has a great reputation for fractures.
Like, I mean, I don't know. This
fracture,
is
you know where you gotta
where
go.
You
know where you gotta go.
It's 1,512% more according to this article.
Oh.
So they've got fractured 2 fractures in one.
I don't know. I'm not good with numbers. Yes, this seems a little fishy. So they've been sort of investigating it. It turns out a lot of the... Because, you know, the healthcare in Denmark, you know, it's free. So you just go and then they invoice kind of the state and is paid through the taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have been invoicing for a lot of... treatments and... consultations,
sure,
that they actually, where they haven't done that work. And there's a specific case with a woman in this article who's like, yes, some of her, she has been to this doctor or in this doctor house. I don't know why. Clinic, let's call it a clinic.
Doctor House MD?
Yeah, no, but it's called the Lægehus in Danish, and so I'm doing the direct translation, and I know it sounds dumb in English. This clinic, and she has been there on the dates where they have invoiced, but she hasn't gotten the treatments or the consultations they are invoicing for. And one of them is like this kind of, what was it called? Do you remember what it was called, Owen? It's some kind of test, basically.
Oh, yeah, the psycho... yeah, I'll find it in a second. Yeah, keep
going. Okay, so anyway, this test is another doctor in this article is like laughing a bit about this because this test is like to sort of, if you have a broken bone, you don't need to do this test, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like the patient can just like, see, my arm is broken. We don't need to go through this test.
Yeah.
But they've been invoicing for a lot of these types of tests for fractures, basically.
Psychometric test.
So, yeah. It's a little fishy what's going on there. So they're being investigated. At a time between 2018 and 2020, they went from doing 76 of these psychometric tests to in 2018 or in 2020. Between there, they suddenly did 3,138 tests in 2020.
Ooh.
So it's like these massive sort of spikes. Not very, if they were spies, they would get caught immediately.
But then, but the fractures are real, though.
Yeah, some of the fractures are weird, but some of the testing around it and the treatments they're doing are like.
But that's still peculiar having that 1,500% more fractures in that one location. Someone's, you know what?
Yes, that's true.
Maybe we should take off our spy hats for a second and put on our detective hats. Copy in Copenhagen. Private detective agency.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mm. Right? And someone should really crack this case wide open?
Hey.
Nah. I gotta say, It does feel like a couple things. One is, I kind of thought that Denmark was immune to insurance fraud because the government pay those things. So that's a little bit interesting. But also, like, this news story, this is like many news stories in Denmark that are front page news.
Mm-hmm.
This would not be a news story anywhere else. Like, nowhere else would this be like, you know what? Doctors are saying they're running tests they're not running. They would be like, of course they are.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Denmark, it's like, did you know in one municipality, there is a place where they are saying they are doing things that they are not.
What?
That is not how we do it in this culture. Front page news.
Front page news. Yeah. No, very good point. Good point.
Speaking of which, actually, can I? There's another thing that's like not, that is, it's changing in Denmark right now.
Ooh.
And it's that shoplifting is at the highest rate that it has been in 20 years. And that is also like front page news at the moment, where it's like people are shoplifting more. They think it's an inflation thing. Things cost more money. Some people are stealing like luxury items. Some people are stealing just like household goods and stuff.
I heard cheese was the most stolen thing. That's many years ago I heard this. I don't know if that's the
so
case.
Oh, that's so funny.
I can imagine that.
Because cheese is quite expensive.
It gets hiked pretty fast.
Yeah. My friend got caught stealing cheese.
Oh.
Lara Ricote, she's a very funny comedian. She had a story about this in her show, actually. She got caught.
You're not like stealing reporting
in a Lidl. No, she got caught in a Lidl stealing cheese. Or maybe not. I don't know. One of those stores. Mm. Yeah. The joke. Part of the joke was that the people who caught her thought it was so funny because her last name sounds like Ricotta. It's very funny. It's very funny.
Did she steal ricotta cheese? Or?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was brie. I don't know. But anyway.
What cheese would you steal?
Cheese is the most shoplifted. I didn't know.
Cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah, cheddar's surprisingly expensive here.
Do you think it's like because it's like another word for money that people are stealing cheese?
Cheese. Yeah. Eat some cheese. Yeah.
Do you think they're like, oh, well, I'm not going to rob a bank, but I am going to steal some cheese? Why would you steal cheese? I feel like it's confusing. Also, you have to open a refrigerated section. I could see maybe stealing it from one of those bucket things, one of those bucket situations.
Bucket?
Like one of those like reach down fridges things without a top.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that could be easy to slip, like put your hand in there, right in your pocket. Oh, there's some cheese in my pocket. I didn't even know.
I love that Abby thinks that like the big part of it is like the picking it up and bringing it to you.
Yes!
Like,
if you have like, to open the door,
if you have to open the refrigerator, that's your fucking, they're wasting precious seconds
then
there.
You're in there with the open door. I mean, these are glass doors. You could see through these doors. If they were like wooden doors, then that'd be a great thing to cheese, to steal.
To cheese. That's what we call it, stealing.
You know,
we
you
cheeses.
Open the door, people can still see you. Well, you've got fucking cheese in your pocket or in your bag or whatever.
You've shoplifted.
But people can also see Abby's you when you're just
no,
on the shelf.
Shoplifted.
Yeah, you have.
I shoplifted once by accident. I accidentally stole the Batman video cassette when I was a kid. I have not, like, because, like, we were in the grocery store and I was trying to get my mom to buy it and she didn't buy it. And yeah. I just, like, and I was still holding it or something. But no, I've never shoplifted on purpose. I have stolen things from like hotels, like, or like restaurants. Things where I think in my head.
I have, like, every right to take
you
this.
You guys have a ton of these.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. You guys
what
have
did you?
Okay, ton.
All right. A hotel, fair enough. Like a towel or
no,
soap.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
A restaurant. Did you take a plate? What did you take from a
glass?
Restaurant?
I've taken a glass.
Yeah, I've
from
taken a glass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Couple glasses.
That's a very student-y thing to do.
Ashtray.
Okay.
I've stolen an ashtray. Yeah.
What? My house was full of, like, every glass in my house when I was a student was a pint glass.
Oh, a shopping cart? I stole a shopping cart.
Why would you need that?
Because I was in high school and I thought it was really cool to have a shopping cart in my room and push my friends around a shopping cart and keep my clothes in a shopping cart. It was cool.
Keep your clothes.
I stole, yeah, so things like that. Things
so you live ground floor, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing, yeah. Yeah. Or she had an elevator in the house, I don't know.
Yeah.
What, so
big
what,
room
what,
also. If you
is there anything in particular people, did it say what people are stealing at the moment?
Did it say all people are stealing? All what, people
no,
are
well,
stealing.
Yeah. Shock horror.
Watch your cheese, people. No, I don't know what it said. It was a headline. I don't know what it said. It said more. More people.
It's really
than
no
before.
Better.
Hey,
one.
You know, Les?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Disappointing you
asked
her.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was a little, like, rude. Honestly, that was a little rude.
That's on you.
That's
own,
on
yeah.
How deeply did you read the article, Abby? Not very deeply,
I
Owen.
Said this to headline, and that's what we got.
Yeah, that's my job on the podcast.
So what cheese would you steal, Owen?
Cheddar.
Oh, you said cheddar. What cheese would you steal?
I really just...
If even, you like had to steal a cheese.
Even when you said that, I did like... I was like, I don't want to steal. I really, like, that was my impulse. I was like, I don't want to steal cheese.
These big shop industry don't give a fuck. They have
cheese.
They're insured up the wazoo for cheese. So yeah. You could take seven...
All right, let's pretend I'm in a hotel.
Yeah, okay.
What
the
cheese
hotel,
there's a
the
fridge.
Hotel.
There's a giant walk-in fridge in your hotel room, right?
With a wooden door.
What's the cheese in the hotel room fridge? Big one now. It's not just in a mini fridge.
I would...
Oh, you open a mini fridge in a hotel and it's like a mini little supermarket fridge.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Like a hard white cheddar.
Hard white cheddar. Yeah. I'm with you. God, you can't overlook the cheddar.
Cheddar?
You guys don't get cheddar here yet. A little bit now I'm starting to see it more places. Cheddar is an amazing cheese. And
cheddar is amazing.
You often have like this like orange cheddar when you have a cheddar at all, and that's not what we're looking for.
No.
The white good stuff.
Yeah,
we're looking
stuff,
for white, sharp cheddar.
Mature.
Mature. Yeah. I like that here.
I find it confusing that in my Superbowlsen, they have three types of cheddars.
Yeah.
It's not great. But they have, there's the I don't know, it's not called mild, but maybe it's just called cheddar, let's say. And then there's vintage and mature. Which one do you think is the oldest?
Vintage.
I would say vintage.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the mature one.
Wow.
What? Yes, I know. But I so often I'm like in doubt. Wait, which is the one I get? Because my brain wants it to be the vintage.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
It's interesting, and it's nice to talk about cheddar. It's just nice to talk. I'm going to be honest, guys. Listen, it's nice to talk about
great
cheddar.
Great to talk about cheddar.
I can talk about cheese for the rest of the episode. Yeah.
No. But, like, everybody knows. Everybody knows who's been to Denmark or living in Denmark with us at the moment. Everybody knows. Cheese is a big thing. You get cheese on, like, a little bit of a bun, a bit of cheese, a bit of butter on it. Mm-hmm. And then if you're one of those Danes, you put a bit of jam on top of the cheese. But here's the thing. That cheese... Most of the time,
is this going to be a segue?
It's not. I can make it a segue. It's normally mild. They have mild cheese. What do you call it?
Melmus.
Yeah, right. That cheese. Oh. This is why we're talking about cheddar and with such love, because that cheese, it's literally like one step up from butter with flavor. It's just like there's very, very little flavor.
It's like you're like a thin piece of linoleum.
Yes.
You decide to put on. I don't understand the appeal of that cheese at all.
Do you know where there's great cheese? Germany.
Germany.
And now we have a segue.
Käse.
Now is there though? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But you wanted a segue, so here's your segue.
Pretzels. We're going somewhere. Soft pretzels. We should go to Germany sometime.
I would love to go to Germany. Yeah. I want to go to Hamburg. Let's go to Hamburg.
Okay.
When are we going to take the Oslo boat? Anytime.
My parents just did it, and they had an awful time.
An awful time. Ooh.
Well, I mean, they had a fine time, but they were not impressed by the Oslo boat.
It is not a fancy place.
No.
It's You're not supposed fun, to be impressed.
But it is not. Yeah. Impressed is not the noun we use with this.
My mom said the musicians like just looked so dead when they were playing shitty ABBA hits. Yeah. Just like, she tried to like dance a bit.
Did your mom have 6 pints of an overpriced classic though?
No.
Then she didn't experience it the correct way. You're meant to be hammered on that boat.
Fair.
Or locked in your room writing a book, like some of us.
Back to German cheese.
I did do it.
You did do that.
Maybe we could convince the Oslo boat to go to Hamburg. We could be like, listen, we'd like to take the Oslo boat, but we're trying to go to Hamburg.
There's a port in Hamburg. Bit of geography for you there.
Yeah.
Germany. Why did I bring up Germany? Because the Danish Agency of Labour and Market Recruitment is now allowing people who are on the
Kontantgeld,
which is the
dole,
to leave the country for one night a month. I think a month is it, or every couple of weeks.
Night in Hamburg and the world goes crazy. What's the song?
You guys always impress me so much with these songs.
One night in Bangkok.
It doesn't tell you how often I get. You're allowed to spend one. Oh no! I think you can do it multiple times, but you can only do it for one night, and then you have to come in.
Yeah,
back in, right?
Yes.
It's
an in and out.
Yeah, an in and out situation. Yeah. You can leave people know 2 days in advance, and then you can go for one night and come back in.
Okay.
Because before, if you left, you null and void your dole.
You're contented, yeah.
And they do this specifically near the German border because it's cheaper for people to go to Germany. Do a shop and come back up.
Typically, you go to the border shops. That was like a big thing people did. I'm guessing it still is. Uh-huh.
Go on.
We had a class trip where we just crossed the border.
Yeah.
I think we didn't go to Hamburg. We went to some German city real quick.
Yeah.
But the most exciting bit was just stop at the border shop and just buy candy because it was so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And we just came out with like buckets of candy. It was glorious.
This is always a part that blows my little American brain. Like this,
countries?
Like, there's just like, I just want to go grocery shopping in Germany. Mm. Can you change the rules so I can go grocery shopping in Germany? Like, I'm like, what?
We do it in Ireland. I don't know what it's like nowadays, but used to, when I was living in Dublin, you drive to the north to go shopping for beers and stuff like that. Mm. If you're having a big party, you go to the north, get your beers there and come back down.
Yeah. Many people do that for beers still, I think, and sodas and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Same with Sweden.
Swedes do it.
Swedes come. Yeah. Speaking of ferries, Abby, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna try to get us on the Oslo boat. But if we can't get to Oslo, would you settle for the boat to Helsingborg?
I don't know. Is it a sleepover?
We could fall asleep on it. But it's like a 15-minute ferry.
Well,
it's so fast.
Want to remind everyone whenever we talk about going to Sweden that I have. Then this is like the thing about like being an American, that this is like so crazy to me that two times in my life, now that I live in Denmark, I have accidentally gone to Sweden. Oh, yeah. Like that, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like that is the crazy thing. You never accidentally go to another country when you live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. If you have, write us on Copenhagen. Tell us about what country you accidentally ended up in.
But yeah, you see a lot of Swedes buying their beers in Denmark and going back over with it. I think that's a bunch.
Speaking of Sweden, I think we got to congratulate Sweden. Sweden.
Yeah.
Abby, you wanted to say something to Sweden?
Oh yeah, this is Abby's part. Yeah,
Sweden,
yeah.
Listen, we know you've been working really hard. I know personally that it's something that Owen and Marius have brought up multiple times on this podcast, and every time I have to work hard to block it out so I don't have to hear about it. I think you joined NATO?
Yes.
Yep.
Congratulations, Sweden. I hope that you get everything you want as a country out of that partnership and that we can stop talking about it soon. What does it mean that Sweden joined NATO? What does it mean?
It's not neutral anymore, for one thing.
Sweden's not neutral anymore?
No.
But like, I always thought when people were like, I thought they were just getting it mixed up with Switzerland. Switzerland's a neutral one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweden's not neutral.
It has been.
It has been, yeah.
I don't know. Their flag has pretty aggressive colors. Okay, blue and yellow? Like, relax.
Relax, yeah.
Okay, so they were neutral, and now that... Why did they want to join NATO? What does it mean?
There was this invasion by Russia into Ukraine.
Right.
And that's made everyone feel uneasy because now there's war in mainland Europe.
Uh-huh.
And Sweden is concerned about the future of Europe.
Okay, so yeah. They want to be in the one war club.
Yeah, all for one for all club. The three musketeers, but in country form.
And how many musketeers are there?
20. I don't know how many there are actually.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, Owen, why didn't
more
you
than
say
three. More than three?
Why didn't you say the more than three musketeers?
More than three musketeers club. Okay, I'm finished.
Yeah,
I'm done with. I'm out. Bye, guys.
Wait, hold on a second. I got a hot tip.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah.
I'm doing my second work in progress of my hour show. The first one was really fun. I would love it if you came. I would love it if four more people came to that show. It is fine if it's very
four
small.
More than last time.
Four more than right now have bought tickets.
Okay.
And so if that's you, please come. It's on Monday at No Stress Bar at 8 p.m. I'm really excited about this show, and it's still so early that you will get to see, if you ever come back later, you're going to get to see a lot of movement in it. I think that's kind of cool. And it's only an hour. It's only an hour. If you want to see that, if you're interested, come on over.
So you're doing a lot of physical comedy? Is that what you're saying?
There's some physical. There's some physical. There, I move in it.
You move, yeah.
I stand on my legs.
Ooh.
I do some other things. I move my arms a few times.
Okay.
Yeah. I turn around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. There's actually. I would say
the
I do
eyebrows,
many
jitterbug.
Actions. Eyebrows move in galore.
Galore.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
And then one more hot tip.
Yeah.
Is that on March 7th, which is really soon now? It's in a week.
Mm-hmm.
There is a storytelling night that is going to be great, and I'm going to be on it, and Owen's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What else should we say about that?
There's going to be yourself. There's going to be Adrian McKinder. There's going to be Kriti, a very funny Indian comedian. We have a number of other. We have an Irish writer. We have a professor of literature coming, and it's going to be a nice mix of storytelling and spontaneous stories and laughter and fun. And it's going to be I think it's going to be a regular thing, hopefully. And I think it's
where
something
is it?
We should do more often. It's in the Deer and Rabbit Theatre.
I've never been there. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's really
I
cool.
really feel like, really, really, that there is a hole in the storytelling place in Copenhagen. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm so excited to tell the story I'm going to tell.
I think we're going to record it, too.
Oh, fun.
So please, 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 please do come. But if you can't come, you can hear the stories afterwards. So there you go.
Awesome.
Okay, now I'm done. I'm out. Bye.
Stay.
Cool.
Ping.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.